The fire has been lit. Over time, the village home fires died down to glowing embers. It is time to stoke the fire and place more wood on the burning coals. As the flames dance and flicker, a mesmerizing spiral of smoke moves upward, radiating heat. A breeze passes over the flames, igniting the sparks, and the smoke begins to rise for all to see. The sky fills with the sound of the roaring blaze of Indigenous economic resurgence. The fire metaphorically represents the resilience of Indigenous peoples faced with generations of economic exclusion. While the fires were merely flickers at one time, today, the rise of Indigenous economic empowerment is an unstoppable, formidable, and undeniable force in Canadian reality. It is happening here, it is happening now, and it is happening across this country. The fire of economic justice has been set in motion. This story is set against the backdrop of the becoming of Canada. It is a reflection on the explosive growth of the Indigenous economy today and the interplay between the historical systemic design of the exclusion of Indigenous peoples and the features of Indigenous economic growth. This book is a contribution to bringing the untold story of the rise of the Indigenous economy into visibility. History tells us that economics started in the 18th century and is an early articulation of Adam Smith's work. Indigenous economies have been functioning for thousands of years. This book is a story of the contrasting economic narratives between what we are told economics is and the actual functioning of Indian Act economics within Canadian reality. This story is a metaphorical contribution to the field of economy. This book follows the publication of Indigenomics, taking a seat at the economic table, which grounds the claim of modern Indigenous economic space and upholds the relevance of Indigenous worldviews and their application in economy and business. Indigenomics is setting out to establish a powerful why, to uphold a modern Indigenous economic response and examine its misalignment with economics. This book calls into the open the need for increasing accountability of the continued activation of Indian Act economics and its outcomes in Canadian reality. Indigenomics has emerged as a disruptive economic force, bringing focus to the Indigenous economic worldview and its significance to a sustainable human future. Indigenomics is a radical new approach to Indigenous economic policy that addresses the symptoms and the causes of inequality within a mainstream context today. Indigenomics elevates Indigenous worldviews and facilitates a forward-looking, strength-based narrative of Indigenous economic growth and design. At its core, Indigenomics calls for accountability, ethics, and sustainable outcomes of economics itself. The concept of Indigenomics is centered on the economic narrative that it is time to move beyond the fallacy of all we have been told the economy is. Indigenomics focuses to the foundation of humanity's success that must come from economic systems that have life at the center, the elemental forces of air, water, earth, and fire, and must include the contributive wisdom of all peoples to the economy itself.